Hello, my name is Afia Adom, and welcome to the second episode in season one, because we know there's going to be another season, right? We're going to get recommissioned for Nothing Changes If Nothing Changes. This is the ultimate guide to mastering multiple streams of income. So I've got Des Ame Finance with me again. Des, how are you doing?
Not too bad, thank you very much. Thank you for having me back. I wasn't sure whether you'd have me back.
Well, you know what? There were some discussions and production, and we were like, what can we do with Des? We're going to have him back for one episode, but you need to buck up your ideas.
Indeed.
Absolutely. And Tina, you're back as well.
Yes, thank you for having me back.
You've moonwalked your way back into the episode.
Yes,
too.
Definitely. Moonwalking across the trading floor.
Look at you. Sis, we're proud of you.
Thank you very much.
Oh. So in the first episode, we talked about multiple streams of income. And we talked mostly about trading. But actually, that was a really good point. When we talk about multiple streams of income and we talk about Des Ame Finance Academy, it's not just about trading, is it? So give us a little overview. If you missed episode one, first of all, you're foolish. Go back and listen to it after this one. But apart from trading, what else can we expect in multiple streams of income?
Absolutely. So property, you know, we're very big on property and we teach people how to build a property portfolio often with no money down.
Sorry, what?
I'll say that one more time. Mm-hmm. We teach people how to build a property portfolio mm-hmm. often with no money down.
And that's why I'm joining. Right there.
Sign her up. Do it now quickly.
Yes. You better get your pen out.
I'll send you my link.
Do you know what I mean?
I've already sent it now.
Hold phone. Okay, so that's really interesting. And that's something... Tell me how I would do that.
So we have creative ways to grow a portfolio. So there are strategies if you're... objective is ownership, then we have strategies for that. So we do something known as buy and flip. So we're able to acquire property way below market value, often from probate or sometimes directly from the banks when they've been repossessed. And we can structure those deals so that you own those properties with no money down because there's a discount in the property. If your objective is just to have an income from property, then we have strategies such as rent to rent.
Rent to rent?
Rent to rent is where you acquire property from landlords that just don't want to be landlords. Mm. So they give you their properties and then you then rent out those properties room by room.
Interesting.
In order to have an income.
Yeah. And when you said buy to flip, do you mean buy it as at a low price to sell it again at a higher price?
Absolutely.
And you would do it up and things like
yes,
that?
Yes, absolutely. And make a significant income. You could also buy low, acquire the property using the traditional method such as a mortgage and live in that property. But for people that just want to have, you know, anything between 20 to 30, maybe even 40K coming in on a regular basis, buy and flip is quite a nice little option.
And you know what? This leads on really nicely to our topic for today, which is the investor mindset, right? And it's getting people into that investor mindset. And I think what was really interesting, apart from the 40K that, you know, has gone into my back pocket, is that you can do this with no money down.
Absolutely.
How the heckity heck are we doing that?
Right, so the investor mindset, sometimes this is referred to as the 1%.
Okay.
So before I come on to the 1%, imagine a pie chart.
Yep.
35% of that pie are people who are working for somebody. They have a job.
Yep.
Okay, so that's 35%. That's 65%, apologies, 65% of the population.
So 65%
of population.
Of pie chart. Have a job.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Have a job. And then we have 35% of people who work for themselves. Mm-hmm. They're self-employed. Mm-hmm. And then we have a very small percentage of the population who are business owners. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to park business owners for now because that is a whole podcast in its own self. Mm-hmm. Because what we do as an academy is we teach people how to become real business owners. And the litmus test for a true business owner is if you could go on holiday for 6 months mm-hmm. and your business is still generating
where
money.
Where am I going, first of all?
You're going to Ghana.
Yeah. I'll go after the podcast.
Indeed. We teach people how to do that. However, the investor mindset is the 1%. Mm-hmm. And we teach people how to access that 1%. Firstly, when it comes to the investor mindset, I'm drawn to people such as Warren Buffett. You know, a very good example of somebody who's a acquired, you know, mass wealth, maybe over $70 billion. Mm-hmm. We say success leaves clues. Mm-hmm. Success leaves clues.
Success leaves clues.
If you want
to your neighbor and say success leaves clues.
Success leaves clues.
Love it.
Indeed. If you want to be successful, you have to do what successful people do. Mm-hmm. Warren Buffett, you know, if you were sat opposite Warren Buffett.
As you often are,
mm-hmm. you know, you'd ask him how. You know, how were you able Absolutely. To acquire this wealth? And that's what somebody did. And he said two things mm-hmm. that were so profound. The first thing that he said was that he's made loads of smart investments, mm-hmm. but the best investment he's ever made
was in himself. Yes.
You know? And so many of us, we invest our time into other people's hopes and dreams, other mm-hmm. people's businesses, but we don't invest in ourselves. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is learning new skills. It's so important to learn new skills. So Warren Buffett spent a few bucks on a property course, a real estate course, as they call it in the States, and that was it. You know, he exploded. So my message today is, whenever you have an opportunity to learn a new skill, grab it with both hands.
So that's the investor mindset.
It's part of the investor mm-hmm. mindset. The second thing that Warren Buffett said, and if you catch this, listeners,
you will go clear
mm-hmm. because it's so powerful. It is. He said this. Tender hooks. Everyone's on tender hooks.
I know.
If you do not find ways to make money whilst you're sleeping, you will continue to work for money until the day that you die.
Jeez.
We have to find ways to make money whilst we're sleeping. Now, instantly, you have this image of waking up and there's a pile of money.
I mean, I thought was going to happen if I went and had a little 20-minute nap. I'm not going to lie to you, I'm a bit tired. I want to wake up and there's a couple of bags at the bottom of my bed.
Indeed. And that would be great. But in essence, that's what is happening. You're sleeping and money's being made. Now, the reason why, you know, some people look puzzled in the room. And the reason why is because we're conditioned. We've been conditioned from our parents. God bless them. We all love our parents. But they're not often the best advisors when it comes to making, you know, multiple six figures.
Absolutely.
You know,
and I think that's probably because our parents were first generation that came here, which means we were first generation born. And they were often doctors, lawyers, teachers, accountants.
Yes.
And that's what they did.
Absolutely.
And God bless them and well done
God
to them.
God bless them, you know. And we often say that you don't know what you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what you don't know. I didn't
unknown
know what I didn't know.
Unknowns.
Absolutely. Making money whilst you sleep. The reason why people are confused, we've been conditioned to believe that we have to work hard for money. If you want money, you work hard for money. What we're not often taught, especially in schools, and I'm guilty of this, being a school teacher, is that we don't often teach children or teach people, young people, how to make money whilst they're sleeping, because that's what the wealthy do. They make money whilst they're sleeping, because we can't just grind for money all the time.
Tell me about
There's
it.
Only 24 hours in a day.
Honestly.
So if you're exchanging time for money, and that's what the 95% of the population do, they're exchanging their time for money.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to make more money, you exchange more of your time.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I get an Uber car now, I say, boss man, what's your other job? Because he will have another job.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a BBC film director. I've had so many different professions, you know, an IT professional. But now people are having to exchange more of their time for money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people doing overtime, working in warehouses. Mm-hmm. When I was a school teacher, we had to do lunch duty. You know, you thought I was just doing lunch duty for the fun of it, right?
So you thought it was coming to hang out with you. We're going to revisit the crush that you had all day.
He was just making money.
Listen.
I was making my little £25 for the hour.
We haven't forgotten episode one.
And free lunch. After school club and things like this. But we can't keep exchanging our time for money because there's only 24 hours in a day.
Mm-hmm.
We have to find ways to make money whilst we're sleeping. So isn't it reassuring to know that when you join MA Finance Academy, we will show you how to make money whilst you're sleeping.
So a couple of bags when you wake up.
Absolutely. Yes. You know, you wake up to profits.
Oh, I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that. Tina.
Yes.
How have you managed to get your head around the investor mindset? Because we're going to remind ourselves, yes, you're a superstar dancer,
yes,
you're a creative, you teach dance.
Creative entrepreneur.
That's the words I was looking, yes, for. Thank you, sis.
No problem.
You've danced for the likes of Elton John and all
Shaka
these
Khan.
Shaka Khan.
Wow. Jeez.
All, yes, these wonderful people. You're super talented, a creative, totally got your head around multiple streams of income,
yeah,
working with the trading. But how do you get your head around the investor mindset? Because,
yeah,
I'm a creative myself, and,
yeah,
being a creative, we're very very focused on creating our art and giving it to the world and,
yes,
the process, and,
yes,
it's all very emotional.
Yeah.
But it's right, it's true, right?
Yeah, it's
we're
true.
And we're very
it's
dramatic
true.
With it, and that takes a lot of time.
A lot of time.
A,
yeah,
lot of time. But how do you get around your head around the investor mindset? It's much more clinical, it's much more black and white.
Yeah. I think, like I said in the first podcast, for me, I always try to bring my creativity into everything.
Mm.
So if I feel like I can't connect with something, I always think, well, how can I make this more of a way that my mind can take it? And that's in the creative way.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Being surrounded by people like Des and also just amazing people within AME Finance Academy who have this investor mindset has really allowed me to pull up. And I think it's really important where if you don't have a certain skill or if you're not disposed in a certain way and you want to get to a certain place, you need to surround yourself with those types of people.
Mm-hmm.
And actually being around Des, you know, being encouraged to read books like Think and Grow Rich, you know, Rich Dad Poor Dad, it's really just allowed me to think outside of the box and not just think, oh, I'm just a dancer. And you know, like what you said, you give out so much of your time, you give out, you know, even being on stage, you're giving out so much energy. You know, it's an amazing experience, but it's not going to give me the lifestyle that I want for myself and for my family. You know, it's going to give me that gratification of being inspiring to other people and encouraging others that they can do the same, but it's not going to give me the financial freedom that I'm looking for in my life, you know. So I really had to transform my mind. I had to renew my mind and really get on this investor mindset, because it is something that they don't teach you in school. They teach you work hard, get a good job, and you know, you'll be successful. But the reality is you can be in the same job for 40 years, just working day in, day out, not even seeing your family, you know, having to put your kids in you know, childminder and things like that. That's not living. For me, that's not living. Living is being able to, like what Des said, have money work for you, waking up to profit, having residual and passive income, how your money can grow whilst you're 6 months away in Ghana or in Nigeria, you know, trying to build, you know, I've got visions of going back to Nigeria and giving back. How can I do that if I just rely on that one source of income?
Yeah,
you know, so I really had to transform my mind and put myself in the proximity of amazing people like Des, who's got a brilliant mindset and who looks up to people like Warren Buffett, you know, who, you know, he's already said it all. Exactly.
Quite frankly.
So if you want to become it, be surrounded by it.
And that's very true. Yeah. They say that you're a sum total of the six people you spend most of your time with, right?
Your network is your net worth.
Absolutely. Say that again for me, Des.
Your network is your net worth.
Jeez.
Yeah, absolutely. You are the sum total of the six or seven people that you spend the most time with. You know, sometimes elevation requires separation.
Yes. Oh, you know? Amen.
Say that one again.
Elevation requires separation.
Is there a, do you have a book of these?
It's coming out, the Des AME Book of Nuggets.
You need to have a book of these. I'll put it on toilet paper, do you know what I mean? Or phrase for the day. There's some ideas there, Des. Multiple streams of income.
Absolutely. Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely.
So how can we apply that investor mindset? Let's remind ourselves what it is. It is making money while you sleep.
Yes.
And it is investing in yourself. So how can anyone, anybody listening, whether you are a mum that wants to make a bit more money, whether you are just an Uber driver that can't be bothered anymore, whether you're a creative, how do you wrap your head around that?
Absolutely.
And what practical steps can you take to, one, invest in yourself, and two, make money while you sleep?
Oh, fantastic. Okay, so let me address both points there. So investing in yourself, you know, acquiring new skills at sort of low level, well, not low level, at a very simple level would be, you know, reading the right books. Reading the right books. Tina rightly mentioned Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. Game-changing book. Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. You know, these are all fantastic, fantastic books. And then there's actually learning a practical skill, learning something like, you know, property, how to build a property portfolio. There are so many courses out there. Many of them are free, where you can learn how to build a property portfolio. Of course, when you join AME Finance Academy, we give you this knowledge as well. Learning, I mean, we live in one of the greatest eras ever. We have access to the smartphone, the internet, social media. There are so many ways to invest in yourself and to turn that into an income. You know, there are things that you can do on Amazon where you're able to create an income. So investing in yourself to learn a skill, it may be that you're going to learn how to do drop shipping, for example, which is something that's just, I don't do drop shipping, but I know people that do that and make a lot of money from that.
What is drop shipping?
I think it's where you're able to acquire products and sell them. You're buying low, you're selling them online, but you don't have to physically store these products. It's all held in Amazon warehouses and they just ship it to wherever it needs to go. But you have to learn this skill. I don't know this skill. I'd have to go and learn it, but it'd be worthwhile. We have to, you know, invest in ourselves. However, when it comes to making money whilst we're sleeping, again, we have to invest physically. Now, some of the traditional routes of investment involve things like, you know, buying shares, maybe investing in a company. And that's great. You know, that's a long-term way of investing. It may take a few years to see some really good money, but it's definitely something you could explore. However, what we do is we teach you how to invest something like maybe £200 and to turn that into an income or to grow that in a vast way. So you could grow £200 to over £1,000 within 1 month using the right strategy, you know, and that's having that investor mindset, taking some residual income and growing it in a vast way. So a key word I want to use today is leverage and the power of leverage. Because in this space of online trading, we use leverage, which means that we can grow a small amount, like £200, into an infinite number. But realistically, you know, that could grow five times as much in a short space of time. And it's because of this beautiful thing that we enjoy called leverage.
Interesting. Leverage. I like that. I like that. Okay, so Desire My Finance has property. You have trading. What else?
Also, we have financial products such as mortgages, protection, life insurance, and so forth. That, you know, people in our academy can, when they recommend clients to us, they get paid a residual income for that. So if somebody recommends somebody who needs a mortgage, you know, they could receive a payment. Say for example, £300. You know, three or four of those a month. That's now, you know, a plane ticket somewhere, for example. So that's just some residual income as and when. It's just another little income stream. I have some people that take that quite seriously and they refer, they have a target and they make sure they refer five every single month and they enjoy that residual income. We have people that we, if they want to take it to another level, we will train them up to become financial consultants for us, where they are now professionally going out and doing financial reviews and getting people the right protection that they need. The good book says that a wise man or the good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. And this can be done through, you know, trading, but people often overlook the importance of having good life insurance. You know, I remember growing up and, you know, Johnny would tell me how his grandma passed and has left him, you know, £80,000 and so forth. But it wasn't anyone, no one was doing that in my family. That was like a different world. I was like, left you how much?
Oh, yeah.
You know, certain communities are very good at this, you know, legacy building and making sure that they've got the right things in place. But other communities are catching up. And part of what we do, the financial education that we provide, is ensuring that people have the right protection, you know, and that's very important. So, you know, at the moment, there's certain communities where if somebody passes, we have to have a, you know, pass around the hat, metaphorically, and we all have to chip in and, you know, and so forth. But We're changing.
Absolutely.
We're changing.
So Tina, you talked to us about investor mindset and multiple streams of income. How do you manage all that? Because I'm sure there's people listening thinking, gosh, I'm not sure if I've got time to trade and recommend people for mortgages and, you know, flip a property and do my day job and all the rest of it. Talk to us about time management and how much time does it actually take up and can it be done?
Okay. So for me as a freelance dancer, I'm always going to auditions. I'm always, you know, I do other things as well. I write poetry. I do so many other creative things as well. But my main thing is dance and right now trading. And I think, you know, sometimes we say we don't have time, but I always say to people, do you sit at home in the evenings watching Netflix? How long do you spend on social media? These are questions I asked myself and it made me pull up. And when I say pull up, it's just made me discipline myself. So now I've set alert on my phones, on my phone. If I'm on social media, I'm using it for business. I'm using it to promote myself, to promote my workshop, to promote myself as an artist, or I'm trading on my phone, you know? So I think people always say, oh, I don't have time. But, you know, when the successful people I study,
And I've actually been listening to so many different podcasts, and they say things like successful people wake up early. So can you sacrifice sleep for your future, for your future generations?
So then you can make money while you sleep.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I've really had to, this year, being part of AMI Finance Academy has really made me transform my mindset. And I think if that's the one thing I've taken away from that, is transforming my mindset and my habits.
And I think that's a big part of investing mindset as well. As well as making money while you sleep, as well as investing in yourself.
Definitely.
You've got to change your mindset.
Definitely. Reading books that make you change yourself to be your the best version of yourself. And actually, most of my personal development that I've done as part of trading has really filtered into my dance. You know, so I go into my dance like an audition, and I know that I'm there, and I know that I'm great when I'm in there. You know, some people get really nervous or whatever, but I'm like, no, I'm created for greatness, you know. And these are things that we don't say to ourselves often. We're very negative as people. And I think automatically when you bring an opportunity to people, the first thing they say is, oh, I can't do that. But why can't you?
If I can, you can.
If I can, you can, you know. And successful people are not any different to us, you know. They just make better choices in terms of investing in their mind daily, doing, what is it, income generating activities, you know, things like that. You know, I really had to learn, and I'm still learning. I'm not nowhere near where I want to be, but I would say just have an open mind, try and be disciplined, do the same things every day, wake up, meditate, pray, whatever you need to do to get yourself in the right frame of mind to be able to have that success.
Absolutely.
So that's what I would say.
Absolutely. You have to schedule success. Tina said it brilliantly, you know. You have to, it doesn't just happen. Success doesn't just happen. You have to schedule it. You have to be very purposeful about it. Yeah. What we're trying to do is we're trying to get people's time back so they can have time freedom, but you have to put in the work
initially. Put in the work, yeah.
Definitely. Schedule success.
Schedule success.
I love that. Love that. Des and Tina, you've been amazing once again. Des, tell us where we can find out about the Finance Academy, about property, mortgages, all that good stuff.
Absolutely. Our listeners can go to www.amefinance.com/academy. amefinance.com/academy.
Absolutely. We love it. Remember, guys, nothing changes if nothing changes. We're back on that trading floor.
Get back, moonwalk.
I'm loving it. Thank you, guys.